Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored an intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been passed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie. Ada Marie, once again, how are you today?
I'm perfect, and I want to tell you that there were two calls this morning from our last show, and both of those calls were saying the same thing. Something that was said on the show just answered whatever it was they needed, which they didn't want to say what it was, but that everything fell in place. So I could say today on the show that two people really are thrilled and happy. And I said, well, can you give me your names? And they said, we'd rather not.
I said,
okay.
Well, that's all right. It's good to know that we're providing some answers for people. I mean, this is not just a platform for you and me to talk, but it's an opportunity to provide a forum for others to bring up questions and hopefully live into the solutions themselves. And if not, we all need a little help from our friends. For the caller that's on the line, we're going to give you an opportunity after we talk about a topic for a while to suggest a topic you'd like to talk about, and then we will take your questions. So just hang in there. We're going to do a little talk show first, and then we'll take callers when we get a few more on the line. But, I'm thrilled to hear that. That's wonderful.
Well, I thought it was wonderful, too, and I jotted down a note because I didn't want to forget to tell you I was thrilled that they used the information and worked it and were very successful. So it helped them a lot. I mean, it just kind of turned their life around, and their job situation put it in more perspective for them. So I was happy. I was very happy. I'm always happy when something good happens.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I think this would be a good opportunity to provide some contact information for anybody that's looking for a full-length session with Ada Marie. Ada Marie does give the first 15 minutes of the session for free, so feel free to take advantage of her services. She has a lot of wisdom to offer. Not only can she help you along the pathway of your life, she is a medium, and she can contact the dead, and she does not do that on the radio. That requires a personal session with her. So the ways to get in touch with her are through her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com, and her telephone number is 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. Now, Ada Marie, what do you think is the essence of our being?
The essence of our being?
Yes.
On Earth, you mean? The lessons that we get here are lessons to raise our vibration or to raise our mental status to harmony, peace, and love so that we have meant everything in lieu of being angry or frustrated, but looked at it as a lesson that if we walk through the lesson, we won't have to do it again. In other words, if you really find the lesson to be difficult, don't run. Stand still. Pay attention. Sleep on it. Think about it. And then you will know how to change yourself so that you don't go through that negative scene again. And I think everybody should try to be harmonious and peaceful, but it's not easy for everybody. A lot of people are so high-strung and nervous that they can't help themselves until they stop and think, wait a minute, that's not the way to make friends and influence people. Peace and harmony, light and love, that's what brings people to you. People flock to you if you're friendly and happy and you got a smile. Smile will get you everything.
Those are all gifts of the Spirit.
That's right, they are. That's what the Spirit is here to give and offer. So please, please think about that. You walk down the street and you see a person with a nice, friendly-looking face, you're not afraid to say hi. You see somebody that looks like they're going to, you know, bite you if you wave at them, you don't speak to them or you don't wave at them. So become one of those people who are happy, who are joyous. Everything in life can be turned into a happy thought, a happy thing, if you change your thinking, right?
Yes, yes. Attitude is so important. And if we don't keep a positive attitude, we will not have positive vibrations. We will not be happy. And we will not be in this world to share joy.
And we'll be sad.
We'll be sad. We'll be angry. We'll be frustrated. We'll be all of those things that are not gifts of the Spirit, but are things of the ego.
Actually, it is just the ego. Somebody said to me, well, if people really cared about me, I said, everybody has work to do. You have work to do. Everybody has work to do, and that work comes first before they can sit around and just gab. And we don't all have much time to do that. So if you're feeling that your friends aren't calling you, are you being friendly when they do call? Or are you giving them a ration because they haven't called?
Mm.
If you give them a ration because they haven't called, they're not going to call so often.
No, they're not. They probably won't call back again.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've had to say that several times to several different people. And they say, well, nobody calls us. I said, because you're not happy. You're not somebody fun to talk to.
Mm.
You know, if you're happy, people love to talk to you. And sometimes they do talk too long, but sometimes you just have to say, look, I've got to go do something, or I'm on my way to work, or I got company or something, so that you can be nice to them and release them, but you can also be understanding. And if they're not understanding, they're not really going to be friends, are they?
No, they're not. And just to let the caller know, we will take your call in a few minutes. We're talking about gifts of the Spirit. We're talking about ways to remain happy and keep your levels of vibration up. So we're just going to be talking about that topic for a little while, and then we will take your call. And if you want to suggest a topic, this is a different caller, Ada Marie.
Okay.
We'll be happy to entertain that as well. So what are the other gifts of the Spirit?
The greatest gift of the Spirit is insight and peace and harmony. When your spirit is quiet and harmonious, and you are blessed with joy in your heart, that is the highest gift that the Spirit can give you, because then you will see everything in a positive, happy light. It's this negative selfishness that keeps eating at people, that makes them sick, puts them in the hospital, ends up they end up dying from it because they can't be happy about anything.
Mm.
And we have to deal with some of those people all the time, but they don't realize that they're their own worst enemy.
No, people don't realize that, and they don't realize they can actually make themselves sick. I mean, it's the dis-ease or unease that they feel within themselves that creates the physical disease. Everything starts at a spiritual level. And if our spirits are out of whack, our emotions are going to be out of whack, and the next thing you know is we're becoming physically ill.
Right, right. And, you know, it doesn't matter what another person thinks. Everybody has a right to their own thoughts. But you don't have to see those thoughts as negative. You can just see those thoughts as somebody else's thoughts. If that's what they want to think, that's perfectly fine. It doesn't bother us. We're going to go on about our way and be peaceful and happy. Somebody said, well, what if they said this? I said, I don't care what they say. It hasn't got any bearing on me. That's not me. The real me is here, and I know the real me. So let them say what they want to say. It's not going to bother me.
Well, that's an important point, because some people who may be self-centered take things too personally. They're thin-skinned. They don't recognize that it's somebody else's stuff, and then they take it on, or they take offense, or they get upset in some fashion or other, and really all they have to do is say what you say. It's not about me.
Right.
And they don't have to say a thing. They can just turn the other cheek and walk away.
And when they do that, they empower themselves as individuals, total individuals. When you empower yourself as a person and you say, okay, well, I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't affect me because I'm not interested in that path to walk. I don't walk it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they either disappear out of your life or they become interested in how you can change that energy pattern so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all energy. It's all energy. The flowers on the table, they're energy. They're energy that was produced through the sun, right?
Right.
And the sun came down and made the flowers bloom, and somebody watered them, so they kept on blooming. Well, goodness, we, each one of us, are a flower in the garden of God, so we should all be blooming, and we should all be happy. If something is really, really bad in our lives, then who should we take it to? Do you know who we take that to?
I would take it to God myself.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Every time you just turn to God and say, okay, Father, I don't understand, and I need to understand and have assistance. So you better get busy and work on my brain so I get happy, peaceful, and healthy.
Well, all we need to do is go within. We don't need to go without anything, because God is within us. We are divine beings, and if you search for the truth, you will find it within yourself when you turn it over.
It's only within yourself, because every single person is a little world, and that world can be happy, can be peaceful, can be joyful, or it can be negative. And who wants that?
Absolutely.
Nobody.
Well, should we take this call, and then we can carry on with our discussion some more later?
Okay, I'm good.
All right. I'm going to area code 845. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hi,
thank
Catherine.
You
how are
call?
You, honey?
Good,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, and yourself? Thank you.
Very well, very well. And Ada Marie said she's perfect.
Excellent. Yes, yes. That's the right attitude. Because aren't
yes,
we all
it is.
At the end of the day? Yeah.
We're going to give you two opportunities, Catherine. One is you can ask Ada Marie a question, and then if you want her to speak on a topic, she'll also do that too. So which do you want to do first?
Oh, excellent. A question, please.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm sending out some contracts today regarding a project, and I was just wondering if you see the other parties signing them.
Well, how do you feel? Would you sign that contract if you got it?
I would. I would. I mean, with
okay,
some hesitation.
Okay, there's your answer.
Yeah, I would. I mean, Yeah,
see, because you've been thoughtful. You've put into the contract things that would be interesting for them to review and decide on and call you up and say, this will work if we do da-da. So, yes, it will be a good contract, and you will get a good response.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so
that
much
makes
for
sense?
That confirmation. Yes,
because
yes,
you spent
I always,
a lot of time on it.
Yes. I try to give as much as I can, and I wanted everybody to be happy.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You've done a very good job, so that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You can hear that happiness radiating from you, Catherine. You really have a beautiful aura.
She does.
Oh, thank
she does.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both so very much.
Well, there's a lightness and kindness within your voice that just radiates out, you know?
Definitely.
Thank you.
And it seems to me...
Sincerity, yeah.
Yeah, sincerity, absolutely. And it seems to me that if you apply those principles in your daily life, whether it's with regards to contract or just dealing with other people, that you're going to evoke positive responses. Wouldn't you say so, Ada Marie?
Absolutely. She, you know, when she talks, you want to hear, you listen. You know, some people talk and you don't listen, but she's speaking and we're listening because what she has to say is coming through in a very, very kind and thoughtful way. So, yes, she's really thoughtful.
And she's also very grateful. I love the way she says, I love the way you say thank you, Catherine. Again, it comes back to that sincerity that Ada Marie talked
right.
about. And we've talked before on the topic of gratitude, and Ada Marie and I both agree that that is the most important attitude you can cultivate, and it all starts with your attitude toward God and all the blessings
right.
in your life.
That is so eloquently put, yes, because I believe that gratitude is acknowledging that God is allowing things in your life. Even if it's something bad, then I believe there's a lesson in that or something that pushes us
absolutely.
To grow. You know, so, yeah, so even, you know,
you can call it bad, but it's kind of a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a wake-up call when you hear something, oh, dear me, now what? But if you really listen and find out now what, then it's been good. It's been good.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. We're just here collecting these experiences on our path.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and... Even those things that seem bad quite often are the biggest blessings in disguise because
they are.
They wake us up to a new way of being.
They do wake you up quickly.
Yeah, and I sometimes believe that it's also to save us from even possibly a greater harm.
Good. Mm. That's an
good
excellent
point.
I've never considered that before. I like that.
That's very good.
Is there anything else that you wanted to ask Ada Marie?
Not that I could think of. I was wondering if maybe you see me traveling in September for work.
For work?
Possibility? Yes.
That's a possibility. When you say traveling, I see you on a plane.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it would be by plane.
Okay, yes. I see you on a plane, so yes, you will travel.
Oh, marvelous. Oh, thank you.
Good.
Thank you. That's been weighing on me, too. Thank you.
Catherine, we do have another caller, but is there a topic you'd like to have us discuss after we take the next call?
If I think about it, I will let you know. I'd like to listen still.
Okay. What I'll do is touch base with you after we take the other call, so hang in there. And, if you come up with a topic, Ada Marie's great. She's got a lot of wisdom to offer, so we would appreciate it if you can think of something. No pressure.
Yeah, so I do. Actually, I do. Dreams. That sounds exciting, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, after your
okay.
next caller, of course. Yes. Oh, wonderful.
Okay, great. Well, we'll talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Oh,
bless you.
God bless you, yes.
Thank
you. Sorry to cut you off, Catherine. I heard the thank you. Okay. I have area code 703 on the line. What is your name, please?
Yes, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Is that a train in the background?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, how's it down there today?
Oh, warm. Today's warm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how are you today? That's the most important thing.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm just perplexed as to if I should be relocating, moving. I want to move to a different state, and I just want to see what's being picked up.
All right. Well, Ada Marie, I'll turn that one over to you.
Well, I see you, but I think your problem is you haven't decided what part of the country you want to go to.
It would
is
be
that
Southwest.
Correct?
It would be Southwest. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be a good location for you. It would really be a nice area for you to work in. What kind of work do you do?
No, I do. I work with numbers.
Good. Well, you could work in any area, so the Southwest you'd probably enjoy.
Are you picking up a move, or?
It's not like a move. It's like going and coming.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You're flying and going back, and finally, after a period of months, you may make a move. Because you'll have like three different places where you're going to do the work.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what it appears like. So your first choice may be not be the one you move to.
Okay.
So pay attention as you make these changes.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be the second one.
Oh, the second one. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can be wrong.
Right.
I'll
so you're saying
corrected.
You're saying within a couple months or so?
I would say that, yes, by September.
Okay. That'll be good. Can you pick up the position, the job?
It's in an office, it appears to be. Have you been a supervisor?
Before, yes.
Yes. Yeah, it appears to be an office job. A good one, really. Nice people to work with.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. You can pick and choose now, so be careful. Pick and choose carefully.
Okay? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you, Sue.
Thanks.
And we're going to talk about dreams now, so if you want to continue to listen, feel free.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, Ada Marie, what can you say about the power of dreams? I mean, whether they're sleeping dreams or waking dreams, they're both important.
They're both very important, and they keep you they will keep you mentally balanced. I taught dream classes for 25 years and actually wrote a dream book. I'm going to get it published someday, but I haven't done that yet. But dreams are very important because they allow the mental system and the physical body to work in tandem, so that if the dream is showing you one thing and it's totally in left field for you, you can take the option of paying attention to what the dream says and then moving that information into an area that you would like it to be in, not necessarily in that particular dream space. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, somebody's dreaming that they're working in an area near the ocean, and they don't want to live by the ocean. But that doesn't mean that the dream is going to force them to go there. It means that there's an option, so they should look around to see the kind of area they would like to go to and the kind of thing they would like to do and go in that area. It just means the water just means that it's flowing.
Ah.
Options to go in different places.
I like that. I mean, it serves as a metaphor in a sense. I mean,
right.
It's taken either way.
Right.
But I like the idea that it's an option, because a lot of times our subconscious dream state plants seeds that can take root.
Right. And some of those seeds should, but many of them shouldn't.
Yeah, right.
they should not. So if the dream is telling you something, look at the dream as if you were right there in it, and if it was really something that was going to behoove you and make your life better, more enjoyable, and healthier. And then if it isn't, then take that dream and move it into an area where you would find peace and harmony and joy. Because there's many times that, I know this sounds crazy, but I know a lady who came to me who bought a house in California, and she lived there, and she always wanted to live in California, so she bought this lovely place, and she was there for a year and couldn't have been more miserable. And then somebody told her about me, and I laughed when she came. She described the house, and I said, you know what you're doing? You're describing where you belong, so you're in the wrong place. You came to California, but where you really wanted to go was south.
Hmm.
Not in California. Go south. Go down in, you know, maybe, I don't know about Texas, but down in that area along that coastline, the Gulf Coast, you'll probably find the very same palace with the very same pattern, and then you'll know for sure that you found the right place. And she said, well, that's weird, because I have a friend that lives in Corpus Christi, Texas. I said, well, go visit her. And she did, and she ended up moving to Corpus.
That's interesting.
Found a very good job.
Very interesting.
But the dream, you know, she found a house like it was a dream, but that same, whoever built those houses had built them down in Texas too, and she found the same house. She didn't want to leave the house because she loved it, but she found the house down there.
That's amazing.
So she moved down there.
That's amazing. Just to let the new caller know, we will take your call, and you can ask Ada Marie a question. Right now we're talking about the topic of dreams. And, Catherine, we will get back to you also. So it sounds like it's a matter of really listening to your inner voice, your intuition. And
that's correct.
All the answers are within you. A lot of times we look outward, and it's okay to consult with somebody else to check things out. But all the answers really are within, and sometimes our dreams can illuminate that for us.
And it gives us more power when we go looking. If we feel it inside of us, there's something in that feeling that is going to carry us to the place we need to go to. it does do that. And people say, how can I? I said, just follow your intuition. Just follow it, and it'll take you right where you want to go. That's a very important part of your search, is to something that inside of you that gives you a sense of value or strength or peace or harmony. That's important. That's the important part.
And that can be applied to any area of our life. I know that it seems
right.
that most of the questions that we get have to do with career or relationships.
Yeah.
And I know the suggestion that you've made in the past is to be very specific about what it is that you're looking for, and to write down all the positive qualities, and also perhaps what you're willing to give to a relationship or to a job, what you're able to offer to a job situation, to make it as specific as possible.
Right. Absolutely. And believe me, all those little people said, used to say, this is 25 years ago, when I'd say to them, write down exactly, don't leave out anything, of what it is you want to do when you graduate or wherever they were coming from, and how long you want to do this, and the kind of people you want to work with, and how far you live from your job. I said, these things are absolutely important, and there's no way that, you know, you could find a really good job someplace and it's three counties away. If you don't want to live there, don't take the job.
Right, right. So that's something that we can do in our conscious reality. That's a sort of dream that we can work on manifesting through
right.
the power of our thoughts.
Right. Thoughts are things. They come reality. Thoughts are things. Do you remember when they invented ice cream cones?
That was before my time, but I sure remember loving them.
Yes, right. Uh-huh. And when somebody made the first ice cream cone, it was a funny looking thing, but it was kind of funny looking. Anyway, it was the product that drew people's attention. And the ice cream maker who designed it didn't like it, so he changed it. So back in the 50s, they came up with an ice cream cone and an ice cream cup, remember?
Yes.
The cone had a point,
yeah.
And the cup you could set down.
That's right.
It's still today the same. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Because
that speaks to the power of imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, right.
You were going to say something else.
I was only going to say that nobody thought that there was anything wrong with that ice cream cup or cone or whatever, and they didn't even stop to think of what it was made of, you know? It was a sugar cone.
Right.
Everybody loved them.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody couldn't wait till they ate the ice cream to get to the cone.
Right. Well, let's take this other call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 770. What's your name, please?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing today?
Okay, I'm doing pretty good.
Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah, I want to know. If I'm doing the right thing, putting my dad in guardianship conservatorship.
You did what?
I said, I want to know the right thing, if I'm doing the right thing, putting my dad into guardianship conservatorship. You know what that is?
Can you explain the situation a little bit more, Sandy? What's going on with your dad?
Well, my dad's elderly. My brother is always convincing him to to do things that he shouldn't with his money and all that. And guardianship and conservatorship is where you start making the decisions for that person.
Right.
That is true. And would your father be good with that?
Oh, he's not happy with it, you know, because my brother eggs him on and says, oh, you know, she's going to take all your rights away and stuff. And he's almost 92, but he's got a lot of confusion. And my brother tends to take money.
Your brother's stealing from him.
Yeah. He's trying to.
From him.
Yeah.
Well, again, that's a family affair thing. And what you're trying to do is protect your father so that he can have enough money to live on till he dies. And whatever's left will be shared with you kids. But your brother doesn't want that. He wants to be able to take money from his father right now.
Well, yeah.
You see?
Do
you have a sister or another brother to work with?
I only have this brother. It seems like it's enough. Yeah, my other brother passed.
In this case, I think it is. I think you have to call on an attorney to assist you.
Yeah, I'm in the process, and it's in the process, but I was just wondering, it's like my dad can't come to terms with what my brother's doing.
Because you don't want to see it.
He really
doesn't want to see it.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is take him to somebody other than yourself, to an attorney or to somebody who could set up the conservatorship, and have him listen to that person, somebody that he feels comfortable he can trust. And that very often turns things around.
Well, does your dad have his own attorney? Does your dad have an attorney?
The thing is, what happens there is my brother's tried to get him to fire that attorney, of course. And the thing is, that attorney told me to take my dad to a psychologist, which I did, and got an evaluation, which I did. And then I had to get my own attorney because otherwise there would be a conflict of interest. That's true.
Yeah.
And then my brother the other day got my dad to write a contract, go into a contract to sell his house, which we were getting money off of, you know, income.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's trying to say that he actually decided to sell his house, not my brother. My sister-in-law is a realtor who said, oh, I don't have my license anymore, expired. Well, she's working for that same company.
Oh.
You know?
Hmm.
But we were able, my lawyer was able to stop it. I went up there and talked to him, and the lady just told me, he's in his right, he is competent. I said, you are not a lawyer. You are not a doctor. I said, so I showed her, and she, you know, said, we're going to continue with this. I said, fine. My attorney will be talking to you. And
good.
My attorney, thank goodness, pushed a little harder with the courts and got things going. And he basically said, you know, you're not a doctor, and if you didn't have someone evaluating Mr. Keys, and that very day that he signed the contract, it's not valid.
Right.
And I think that they were selling the house for less than it was worth.
Right.
I mean, it's like the day after they made the contract, they had a buyer. I think they had a buyer before that. And the price to me was about $10,000 low. you know.
It sounds it. Yeah. They jumped on it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Am I? Is there anything? I mean, can you see if there's anything wrong with the house?
There's nothing wrong with the house.
Okay. Because I thought there may be something wrong with it.
Doesn't appear to be anything wrong with it, but it does seem like there's some stuff going on with somebody, the brother or whoever he is, to try to get the money out of the house any way he can.
Yeah, that's what he tries to do. He got Dad mm-hmm. to remove money, and I told him, I said, Daddy's done this, he's done that, he's doing this, he's doing that. Are you calling my son a crook? And I'm going, you know, my dad does have dementia. But
well, that don't
I think
help.
I think he knows, though, all the he knows what I'm saying is true, but he just doesn't want to admit it.
Right.
So.
Well, it sounds like Sandy's doing all the right things, don't you think, Ada Marie?
I do think so, but I think she needs an attorney to step in.
Well, and that's what I do have. I have an attorney. Thank goodness. I think he's compassionate, but he's not going to allow anybody to get over on me. And I
okay,
don't
good.
Know what. Well, and my sister-in-law would have got a big commission off of it, I know. But she lied to my dad and said that her license had expired, and they were having the broker write it up. So I haven't even seen this contract, and I know it's less money than what it's worth.
Right, right.
And I mean, do you think it should be? I mean, once I get everything squared away, do you think it needs to be sold?
I don't think it needs to be sold at all, but that's beside the point. There's
yeah.
somebody wants money, and that's how they intend to get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, she would have got a $5,000 commission, something like that. And
pretty
I mean,
sad.
Yeah. And I think that my brother's just hounded him about, oh, you need to sell the house now. Oh, you need to sell the house now. That my dad believes it's his idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's not good either. But you see, this is a family affair, and they're very hard sometimes to be able to separate the feelings from the real factual truth.
Yeah.
And, wants money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he mm-hmm. almost got almost $300,000, and I realized it like 3 days later, and I got my dad to put it back by taking him up to the bank and the men talked to him, you know? And
good.
Men talking to
you know, may I make a suggestion? There's one other thing you can do, is you can call Adult Protective and have them evaluate the situation, because it sounds like your brother is trying to financially exploit your father.
Yeah.
That's
well,
true.
And what's funny about that, whenever my brother got him to take out $295,000 and I got him to put it back, he called Adult Protective Services on me saying I was trying to take the money from my dad.
Oh, well, Sandy, we do have another caller. Ada Marie, do you have any final words of wisdom to give to Sandy?
Only that she definitely needs to have an attorney help her and stop what's happening, and they can do it. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. There is a way to do it.
Yeah, well, they're going to appoint me guardian and conservatorship because I've got enough evidence, you know?
Okay.
Good.
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 And unless they decide
thing.
To give it to a lawyer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a possibility, too. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well,
but
I appreciate
even
you.
Even if they give it to you, you're going to have to get a lawyer to assist you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So.
Well, I have to account for the monies, you know.
Right.
Right. You'd be responsible to the court. Yep.
Right. So anyway, I'm doing the right thing, and
good.
And it will turn out good, you're saying.
I absolutely, because I'm going to zap you and bless you to have the right things at the right time with the right people, so you can't be thrown into the cold. Okay?
Nope. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Sandy. God bless you, and God bless your father.
Thank
and God
you.
Bless your brother. Sounds
like
he needs it.
He needs lots of them.
Yeah. Okay. Call us back and let us know how it goes, because Ada Marie's on every week at this time, so we'd be interested in hearing.
Okay.
Be wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. God bless.
Bless you.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 216. What is your name, please?
This is Desmond calling.
Desmond, is it?
Yes.
Hi. Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. I want to know, what does she see, like, for the next, like, 3-4 months as far as prosperity and transformation for me? Coming up.
What?
He wants to know what you see for the next 3 or 4 months in terms of prosperity and transformation for him.
It seems like you're working at something that is going to open up, but it will happen along about the end of August or the middle of September. Does that fit your time schedule?
Yeah, one of the better, I guess. Yeah, I'm working on a house now, and just learning health with Reiki and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to learn as much as I can while I'm working, also. So.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you, Desmond. Are you on speakerphone?
Hold on. Please. Hello, can you hear me better now?
Yes. Oh, yes, much better. Yep.
Okay.
What did you just say?
I said that the sooner the better, because right now I'm working in a warehouse job that's providing me income, but, you know, I'm learning Reiki and getting more to holistic health, where, you know, what I'm here, what I'm supposed to do. So just wondering what things open up for me in, as far as that aspect, as far as holistic health and...
It looks like things are opening up, but they're opening in not July, but September, August, September, in the later fall. But it will open, and you will be happy. It's just right now it's like touch and go. It appears to be touch and go. Is that correct?
Pardon? Yeah, what do you mean? Yes, I mean, what do you mean by touch and go?
I mean, it's really tight. Everything is tight for you to get it to work for you, to make it happen.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
But it will open. It will.
Yeah, just be patient, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
It sounds like you're pursuing your life dream or your life mission.
Yeah, I mean, I almost got no choice, because if I said this job, I'm going to go crazy. So it's like the universe is pushing me towards that direction. So.
Well, is it a passion of yours?
Yeah, I mean, I like helping people, you know. I like helping people. Now, you know, I don't like to see people suffer or sick. So that's pretty much up my alley. So.
Mhm.
Well, if it's a passion to him, Ada Marie, and he follows that, won't that manifest for him?
It should manifest if he remembers to get paid. But sometimes people with a passion like that don't ask to be compensated for their efforts. So I think his problem is that he needs to be brave and make, you know, I'll do the work, what you want. I'm happy to do it, but I have to have a fee for my work, because I don't think he's asking for a fee. Are you asking for a fee?
No, because I mean, I'm just learning. I mean, I just learned, like, last week, so I need to practice a little more so I can be more efficient, you know, for my client. If I do have a client, I can really be confident in my work, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But remember, you have to be compensated for your work.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you won't eat.
Yeah, that's not good, right?
Kind of a necessity, you know.
Right.
It seems to me that you need to recognize that you're worthy of being compensated for your work. It sounds like, it sounds like you don't feel like you have the goods to provide the solution for people, and that you need to work on your self-confidence.
Yeah, I need to just a little bit. So I'm comfortable with my confidence. I need to work on it. So I got a little bit of time to work on it, you know, so.
Well, put yourself in the third person. And when you put yourself in the third person, you're going to pay that third person. You're going to deal for that person to be paid, that third person. That's you. And that works a lot of times for people because they can't. It's hard for them to say, I wish I could get X amount of dollars, but I don't know how to ask for it. So put yourself in the third person. Let the third person ask for it. The third person is the other part of you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Like a friend came in, he was going to put a tile floor in the kitchen. And he says, how do I charge? I said, by the square foot. So you measure the whole thing, figure out what the square foot is, and figure out what it's going to cost and how long it's going to take, and give him a price. How simple? He says, yeah, that sounds simple. Where do I get the figures? I said, from the material and from the time and from the driving distance to get there to do the job, figure it all out. Oh, I have to do that. I said, yes, you have to do that. You have to do it that way. Nobody's going to do it for you unless you have work for somebody and they do it. So I don't know whatever did happen, but he couldn't figure out how to get paid.
Can you figure it out, Desmond?
Yeah, eventually I'll figure it out because, you know, once your stomach starts growling and bills got to be paid, something will pop up, so.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Now figure that out before you take the job.
Okay.
Then you've got something to talk about.
Yeah.
A man came over and we needed to pour some concrete, and he took a look at it. He measured it. He came in the house. He said, $500. I said, you got it. I didn't question his measurements. He's a very, very competent concrete person. I didn't do anything. I knew from other people that he was fair. And he walked in and came in the house, and he said, "Well, I can do it for $500. I said, "You got the job." Because already I had investigated and found out what a good person he was and what a good job he did and how reasonable he was. So I already had done my homework. And I thought, when he said that, I thought, my goodness, he really is reasonable. And he came out the next morning and he poured it and finished it. And my goodness, it looks like it's been there forever. It's beautiful. But you have to find, get all that information ahead of time so you can know what to charge. And don't forget to charge for your time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Know my worth. Yeah, know my worth.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling, Desmond. Best wishes to you.
I appreciate that.
But you have to be paid. You're worth your weight in gold, so get paid.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye for now. Let us know how it works out, Desmond. We're on every week at Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Yep.
All right, Catherine, let's come back to you and see if you have any questions about dreams.
Hi, thank you. It's been a beautiful show. I just thought that was so cool that, you know, you have written a book about it. Maybe it was a sign that it is going to get published.
What did she
Hello?
Say?
She thinks it's cool that you've written a book about dreams. Maybe that's a sign that it's going to be published.
Oh, I don't know when it's going to be published. I've got to get it to a publisher, and I haven't even had a chance to look for one, but a couple of people have told me of some people, so I do have to look for it. But, yes, I've done a lot of work in the dream field, and fortunately, it's not a great big thick book, but it's a good book. And I would say, you know, it would be very handy because it's everything in it has happened according to the dream and the result of the dream and what the dream produced. So that's what I thought was important about a dream book. If you had the dream and you told people you had it, and that's wonderful, and you managed to have the dream come true, but how did you get to that place where the dream was a real thing? So that's what that book is written about, how they went from the dream to where they have the finished product. I thought that was what was valuable in knowing about a dream. And it just has not been printed yet. It's in the stage ready to go. It just hasn't been done.
So I'm sending you positive blessings that it'll happen. And
okay.
Thank
you.
I'll receive
them.
Yes.
I'll absorb them like a sponge.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, Kat, thank you for your contributions today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you both so very much as well. I appreciate it as well. Amen.
And best wishes with those contracts.
Thank you. Thank you. One of the people already got back to me with a yes of the phone.
When did that happen?
Yes. Yes. Just as you were speaking, I was checking my emails. Yeah, just a yes.
Wow.
Instant
message. Talk about results, eh?
That's great.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Thank
all
you.
All right. Let us know about the rest, all right?
Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you. A very lovely show. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
You're both of you.
Blessings to you, honey.
Thank you.
All right, Ada Marie. That is, we're coming up on the end of the hour. I think that's been a great show.
I think it has, too.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. There was an agent that was recommended to me for spiritual books. And I'm going to try to come up with a name. It's eluding me at the present moment.
Okay.
And somebody else.
Well, if you find it, let me know.
I will do that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, best wishes to you.
And you too. And have a wonderful week, okay?
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Catherine.